I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The U.S. Department of Justice is throwing its weight into the legal fight over Texas's newly drawn maps for Congress and the State House. Filing a lawsuit Monday that claims Texas lawmakers discriminated against voters of color by denying Latino and Black voters equal opportunities to participate in the voting process and elect their preferred candidates. The Biden administration filed its lawsuit in federal court in Texas, joining what's expected to be a protracted fight over the political boundaries the state will use for elections to come. It joins a collection of individual voters and organizations representing voters of color that have already sued the state over maps that help solidify the GOP's dominance while weakening the influence of voters of color. The maps face at least five legal challenges based on claims that the districts drawn by the Texas legislature are unconstitutional and violate the Federal Voting Rights Act because they diminish the voting strength of voters of color. The Justice Department's suit also asked the federal court to block the state from conducting the upcoming March primaries under the challenged maps. Texas lawmakers this year took on the work of redistricting to incorporate a decade of population growth into the state's maps and equalize the population of districts. But their work, signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott, was largely not reflective of the state's growth, 95% of which was attributed to people of color. Facing a mandate from the federal government, Texas nursing homes were on the verge of carrying out company-wide furloughs and letting go anyone on staff who had not gotten at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. Instead, most of the 1,200 nursing homes in Texas were able to continue business as usual after a federal judge last week blocked the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccination mandate for healthcare workers. The new rule, announced in August, required that all eligible employees of healthcare facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid programs get at least one dose by Monday, December 6th. Facilities that didn't comply could receive civil financial penalties or lose their access to that Medicaid and Medicare funding, which is used by as much as 85% of the residents in Texas nursing homes. Last week's decision by a U.S. judge is a temporary reprieve, but it does allow Texas nursing facilities that rely on that funding to keep pushing for more vaccination of their employees. Current numbers indicate that Texas could see the exodus of tens of thousands of skilled nursing staff if and when the mandate does go into effect. As of late November, Texas nursing homes reported that about 72% of their employees had gotten at least one shot, according to state and federal statistics. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. Or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by St. David's Foundation. Maternal mental health conditions are among the most common complications of childbirth and pregnancy. Left untreated, children bear the cost. Learn more about the practical solutions for the epidemic of maternal mental illness at learning.stdavidsfoundation.org.